Briscoe, but doesn't use him. And it's the last. Briscoe with a pass to Myler. Myler with a little chip over the top. And it's bounces off the Wakefield man into the arms of the Rhinos. And this should be the first 4 points for Leeds. Rob Hicks is going to check this one. It wasn't well taken by Wakefield at all.
I think he's lost it into the hands of Garbutt, the video referee. Has decided it's a no try, so he's going to disallow it because we're not going to even get to the grounding. Ben Thaler, the video ref, is going to rule that out.
They play on. Wakefield almost stopped there thinking they had the ball tied up, but good work and good presence of mind there by Sutcliffe. Leeds on the attack down the left hand side now, as they've got a big overlap here. Surely they must score. They will score, and Ryan Hall gets the first 4 points of the game for the Leeds Rhinos. All the Wakefield defence on this right hand side, all the Leeds attackers on the left, and it's Leeds 4, Wakefield 0. If of course he hits it, it's all Kevin Sinfield. If he misses it, he's no good. But there you go, to Kev is magic, and Sutcliffe pops over the kick from at the touchline, and Leeds have a 6 point lead.
We talk about it on a Monday about teams that have structure and teams that don't. There are times when you need it, and Leeds haven't had it. Two poos away.
Yeah, he is away, and he's got two men inside. He won on the outside. He goes himself. He's going to score a try. Bill Tupu's over the line. Well, he had men around him. He didn't use either of them. Tom Johnson was waiting for the pass, but Tupu said, no, I'm going myself, and he does. He beats Jack Walker, and Wakefield are back in this one almost from nothing. It's 6 points to four. And it will be Ryan Hampshire who will add the extras, and it is 6 points apiece. As Wakefield, the 20 metres, an awful pass there, and Leeds should get possession here, and Richie Myler's going to score a try. Well, that's awful play from Wakefield, but great presence of mind from Richie Myler. He saw the pass was on the floor, he ticked the ball on, fell on it, and Leeds are back in front from a Wakefield scrum. That is not very good at all from Wakefield, but very good for the Rhinos. They lead by 10 points to 6. So Sutcliffe has the extras from in front, and Leeds have got that 6 point lead back. It's Leeds 6, at least 12, Wakefield 6 here at heading the Emerald, heading the stadium. Can at least take advantage of this tiring Wakefield defence. It's back to Myler. Myler back outside looking for Hanley. Hanley is going himself, and Ash Hanley is in at the corner, and Leeds get a back-to-back try, and it is now 16 points to 6. Yeah, it always is, isn't it, as Sutcliffe adds on the third. Perfect from the boot for him. 18 points to 6, the Rhinos lead. We're into the final 15 minutes of this first half. Who again makes a couple of metres, and they're 10 metres out now, Wakefield, but just perhaps lacking a creative spark. Here's Horrow running onto the ball well, and he's over the line. And is he over the line for a try? Robert Hicks says yes.
Penalty try.
Indeed, Justin Horrow there, powered his way over. And the Frenchman, who didn't have the best start of the game, has got Wakefield back on the board. Leeds 18, Wakefield 12. And here comes the hooter, there it is. Leeds 18, Wakefield 12. Wakefield, the ball comes out there, and it's a penalty for Leeds.
Do you go for goal
well,
here?
Well, I was just about to ask the same question, because you're bang in front, you're leading by 6. Kevin Sinfield says 2.
Yep.
And they're taking,
so that's because he knows he'll kick it.
Yeah. Kick is long, and the kick is good for Liam Sutcliffe. And that puts Leeds into an 8-point lead. They lead now by 20 points to 12. Leeds men were all waiting for it, and it's the last tackle, and Wakefield just appear to be going nowhere at the moment. Can they get something on this last play? Kicks into the centre of the field, it's into the arms of Rhys Lynn, but he's going to be held up, and that will be the turnover.
Yeah, I think again, Kevin Sinfield would probably have liked to have seen more points on the board in attack, but I don't think he can fault his defence much tonight.
They're passing the ball, but to players who are running straight at the Leeds defensive line right now. Kick through, not the last tackle. Is this a try for Wakefield? Well, there was a hand on it from a Leeds man. Did he play it dead? That's the question here. Try. Well, I guess it is the old ruling was benefit of the doubt, wasn't it, in the olden days? If it goes up as a try, has to be a try, and Wakefield have a chance to make this a 2 point ball game once again, as Hampshire does indeed. So it's 20 points to 18. Whatsoever, Hampshire with the ball once again, and Wakefield fans appealing for a penalty, and it is a penalty. Well, what do you do here?
You go for goal.
high shots. They're all looking towards Chris Chester.
Oh, no question at all, you go for a goal. A point is enough, really, for Wakefield.
And Ryan Hampshire will line things up. As the boos around the crowd. And he puts that between the H. And we are level. It is Leeds 20, Wakefield 20. But they're just running inside. Have they seen the clock? It's Cuthbertson. Cuthbertson out to Hall. Hall kicks the ball forward. It's into touch. And there's a hooter. And that's it. Leeds 20, Wakefield 20, Phil. And I feel lost opportunities.
Yeah, I think Wakefield are just about... every player, I think, on both sides in instant reaction is to fall to the floor and lay on their back. Leeds probably feel they did enough to win that, but you've got to credit Wakefield's comeback in the last 15 minutes.